Page 99. Listening Practice 4. The Olympic Games Makers. You are going to hear five different people talking about being a games maker at the 2012 London Olympics. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each one says. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
While I was working in the UK, I heard that they were looking for volunteers for the Olympic Games. I sent in my application, but something came up and I had to go back home to Australia. A month later, I got a letter telling me that I was accepted. I knew that it was a chance of a lifetime, so I came back for the Games. The plane ticket back to the UK cost me £1,000, but it was worth it. I had an amazing time.
Speaker 2.
I think the best moment at the Games was when Usain Bolt gave his hat as a present to his box carrier. I was in the stadium escorting another athlete, but I was also watching Usain on the big screen getting ready for his race. After he threw his tracksuit into the box, he took off his hat and handed it to the boy. The volunteer was just a young school kid, and when he took the hat, you could tell how excited he was. Of course, the crowd went crazy when it happened.
Speaker 3.
I was assigned to the Olympic Park where the athletes stayed. What I did mainly was to give them information about where to go or what the timetable was. I also got to see some of the competitions before or after my shift. I loved being a games maker, even though I thought that the purple and red uniform was so ugly. But the colours did make us stand out in the crowd. I guess that was the point.
Speaker 4.
Not everyone realises it, but even the best swimmers in the world need a lifeguard. You can't have a pool event without a rescue swimmer, and that's how I got to see the Summer Olympics. All those years of hard work as a lifeguard finally paid off. We were only a group of 150 lifeguards, so we were really busy. There were so many events, swimming, diving, water polo. I didn't mind. I'm proud to say that I'm an Olympic lifeguard.
Speaker 5.
It was really challenging being a wheelchair volunteer at the Games. But it was a big honour to be chosen because there were only 250 disabled games makers at the Olympics. I was lucky to be on the protocol team because I got to meet many VIPs that came to see the games. Our job was to look after them, welcoming them, giving them refreshments, stuff like that. Many of the guests took the time to chat with me about being a wheelchair volunteer. I guess I became a kind of VIP myself.